Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say something very useful. Smells bad in Chinese.
Is this useful? I don't
know. We have someone who smells really well.
Oh, thank you. I'm blushing.
Stephen Turban.
Hi, guys. 你好.
你好. I'm really curious why we picked this up. I think it's very useful.
I noticed, you know, immediately I come to the studio and you pick smells bad. So
I look at your face. I think that's the subject I want
stinky.
To talk about. Yeah. Stinky. Yeah, that's
I'm surprised you didn't pick, you know, like, incredibly attractive or, you know, sultry baritone.
We can do it next episode.
Next time,
should
okay.
we do that? Yeah.
Next time.
Now you reminded me.
There you go. Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Okay. Right. The way to say something smells bad, we say 臭.
臭.
臭. That's it.
Wow.
And it's a fourth tone, so we go down, and if you're really, really stinky, you can make it longer. 臭.
臭.
Yeah. And then you can also squeeze your eyes a little bit and squeeze your nose and then...
Excuse me, wow.
臭.
臭.
Yeah. And the character is quite interesting. It's actually the character for your nose.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
With the dog.
With the dog.
Yeah, the dog character on the bottom. So that refers that dogs have very good nose to smell. They are much more sensitive.
Or is it saying that dogs smell bad?
Yeah, you can say that if you don't look after your dogs, that could be the outcome.
That could be the problem. That
yeah,
could be the problem.
The problem is not the dog, it's you.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Right, so...
Spot, forgive me.
Yeah, do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog, but if I did have a dog...
All right, wash him.
I would wash him. Maybe that's why I don't have a dog.
Yeah, wash yourself first.
Go ahead. Wow. No, I'm really happy that you know, I could come to the studio. Really, my self-esteem is just elevating by the moment.
Yeah, I can see that. I can smell it. Okay. Right. The way to say so smelly, we say 好臭.
好臭.
Yeah. 好 is good. And here, that's the emphasis to say, oh, very, very smelly. 好臭.
好臭.
And to say too smelly, we say 太臭.
太臭.
Yeah. Okay. So, Stephen, the truth is, you smell yeah. very good.
Stop it.
So we say 香.
香.
Yeah, 香 means smell good.
Oh, cool.
And 香, it's first tone, so we can make it flat. 香.
香.
Yeah. And 香 is the character between the grain and the mouth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the mouth near the grain, once you put your mouth near the grain, you can smell it. And nowadays, the mouth character has turned into actually looks like the character for the sun. With the horizontal line there. The ancient form was a mouth, and now it looks like the sun, but then you can think about, hey, actually, if you open your mouth, there's a line in between your mouth. So that's fine, as long as you can remember it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so the way to remember it when you see that character is the grain, or that's the rice character, then the grain plus the mouth, and that's 香.
香.
So something smells really nice, 好香.
好香.
When your mom, for example, your mom just made a feast, a big meal for you when you go home.
Yeah.
Also, mom, 太香了. Yeah, 太香了. That's a sort of very flattering. You say,
yeah,
hey, mom, this is so good. It's too
good.
Yeah,
ah,
it's
cool.
Just too good. And 了 is just the emphasis, like just
cool.
whatever you try to say. So, 太香了. Hey, mom,
太香了.
太香了. So, when we talk about the smell, 臭 or 香, it's actually from what you... smell from your nose. And here, to describe that, we can say 气味.
气味.
Yeah, 气 is the air.
Oh, cool.
And 味 is the taste.
气味.
Yeah, so the 气味, 气味好.
气味好.
Yeah, or 气味不好.
气味不好.
Yeah, and then, so something which is very smelly, such as smelly tofu.
Okay.
You can say 好臭.
好臭.
Yeah, but when you taste it, 好好吃.
好好吃.
Yeah, that means, oh, it tastes so good. Right, smelly tofu. Have you ever had it?
Oh my god, I love
it. Do you know what
that
is?
Tofu.
You love
I
it?
I love smelly tofu, yeah.
Alright, okay, so what type of smelly tofu did you have? The deep fried one? Or in the pot?
You know, actually, let me take that back. I do love some forms of smelly tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Taiwan, and my first night there,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't speak any Chinese, and mm-hmm. so I was trying to find something to eat. And on the street, I saw this like weird boiling concoction, and I was like, I guess I'll have soup. So I pointed at it, and I got it, and it was the boiled smelly tofu. I don't know if you've had that.
Yep.
And it was quite smelly and quite intense of a flavor.
Yep. Yep.
But it's a good, I think it tastes delicious.
Yep. It's a quiet taste, just like cheese.
It's an acquired taste, truly.
Yep.
Acquired after many years of labor.
Now you're used to it?
Now I like it. Now I like it, yeah.
Right. No, I love smelly tofu. And some people even said that's disgusting. But then I actually like it because it's just fermented.
Yeah.
And there are so many different type of fermented food.
Yep.
Cheese is one of them.
For sure.
Yeah. And what else is fermented?
Kimchi.
Kimchi. Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or even other pickles.
Pickles. That's why I went back. I was getting more intense. You just went back to pickles.
Pickles.
And who could forget pickles?
I live in the UK. We have the big gherkin right there.
Oh, wow.
Reminding us. That's a building. It looks like
a pickle.
Gherkin. Yeah, we call it gherkin. So,
wow.
Sorry. That's a fermented food. So it's just like cheese. Nothing suspicious about that.
Yep.
And there was a story about how smelly tofu was invented. That was a scholar during the Qing Dynasty. In the olden days as a scholar, that was the only way to pursue the career for a lot of people from the poverty. So just like, oh, going to Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you need to go to Harvard. Therefore, you can save yourself, something like that. So that guy, he lost his exam.
Oh,
so
no.
He had to sell some tofu on the street. As a result, one day he was chasing a pig, running around with a pig, and then he forgot to take his tofu away. And after a couple months, he realized that the tofu has been bad. And he's a very stingy guy. So instead of throwing it away, he tasted the tofu. Luckily, he's still alive. And then he realized that was gourmet, and that was the rare find.
Wow.
So then smelly tofu.
You know, wow.
Existed since.
That's actually what I try to do with my homework when I tell my teacher, I'm like, you know, I wish I could have done my homework, but unfortunately I was chasing a pig and
right.
created stinky tofu as a result. So I couldn't do my Chinese homework this week.
Yeah, and I'm sure that is very convincing.
Very convincing. Very right. convincing.
Okay, great. So today we learn how to say something stinky. 臭. When we want to say it's very stinky, we say 好臭. But then if your girl comes to you, hi, Stephen, and you say, wow, I love that Chanel number 5.
Chanel number 4.
Number 4.
Please.
Do they have number 4?
Of course.
Right, okay. You say, oh, 好香.
好香.
Yeah, it smells so good. And never say 好臭.
Never. I would never say that.
Yeah, never say 好臭. So 好香.
好香.
Yeah, 好香. And then to say smelly tofu, we say that properly, you say 臭豆腐.
臭豆腐.
Yeah, if you say smelly tofu, they may not know. So you say 臭豆腐.
臭豆腐.
臭 is smelly.
Right.
豆腐.
豆腐.
Yeah, 豆腐 is D, not T.
豆腐.
臭豆腐.
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 Great. Thank you very much, Stephen, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we learned how to say something smells very bad. 臭. 好臭. Something smells good. 香. 好香. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit our website, talk.chinese.com. Until next time, 再见。再见, Stephen.
再见。